This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Surprise! Welcome to Sex Out Loud. This is not Tristan Taramino. I'm your host today, Raymond Johnson. I'm a producer for the show who hosts when Tristan can't make it unexpectedly, which is this week. You can think of me as your substitute teacher for the hour. I want to welcome all of our longtime listeners and folks who just check in when you can. I know life gets busy and keeping up with podcasts can start to feel like school. So we're always glad to have y'all here any week that you're here. And if you've only just started listening to our show in the past year or so, I hope you maybe do get a chance to take some time and dive into the back catalog as well. We first went on the air in June 2012. I always remember the date because I actually missed the premiere episode because I was busy getting married. And I joined the live show team actually the next week and started live tweeting the broadcast and feeding questions to Tristan during the commercials. And we've never looked back. We're still here almost every Friday night or Tuesday morning during your commute, if that's when you're listening to us right now. So good morning to our later listeners. Anyway, it was a learning experience for both of us. We just kind of jumped in, and nowadays we're a pretty well-oiled machine as far as getting the rhythm down. But the beauty of live radio is that there are always adventures, and life still likes to throw up some diversions as well. So that just leads me to say that Tristan will be back next week. She really wanted to be here to talk with our guests, but lucky for me, I get to do it. So I was available to fill in. So let's get started. What if everything you've been taught about relationships, about your body, about sex is wrong? Dawn Sarah dares to ask scary questions that might lead us all towards a deeper, more connected experience of our lives. In addition to being the host of the weekly podcast Sex Gets Real, creator of the online conference Explore More, and host of the new weekly stream Pop Culture Undressed, she also works one-on-one with clients who are feeling stuck, confused, or disappointed with the ways they experience desire, love, and confidence. Welcome to Sex Out Loud Radio, Dawn Sarah.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited you're here. You are someone who wears a lot of different hats, and you play a lot of different roles in as a sex educator, and don't have the most traditional job like most of us entrepreneurs. So I'm going to ask the question that we get a lot, which is, how exactly did you get into a career of talking about sex all the time?
I can wax poetic on that forever, but I will do the live radio
minutes
version. Right. Well, I think it started as a young kid. I was raised in a household that was a little unusual in that my mom talked about sex all the time. She was a hippie in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, by the time I was in middle school, I knew what a threesome was, and I had heard about all of her boyfriends in high school, and I had books from the youngest of ages talking about where babies came from, and so I had access to a lot of information that my friends didn't have. Mm-hmm. And that meant I was the person that they always came to when they had confessions, or when they were feeling ashamed, or when they needed help with something, and so that's just always kind of been my natural role. I just didn't know I could do it for work.
Right.
So I went into corporate. I was in corporate for 17 years in IT. Mm-hmm. And while there, I got all kinds of certifications in coaching. And I was doing corporate and leadership coaching for most of that time. And in the middle of it all, I got talked into doing some sex toy party business stuff where I was going into people's homes and doing sex toy parties. And that gave me a chance to really start kind of understanding the need for open conversations and permission granting. I met with thousands of women over the course of a couple of years, selling them sex toy party or sex toys, and getting an understanding for where a lot of shame and insecurity was. And I wasn't quite ready to make the leap to be a full-time entrepreneur. So I shut the business down because it was a little bit scary to leave corporate. But it really planted a seed. And so I started studying and going to conferences and just kind of figuring out like, whoa, I could actually do something with this. And it just felt so right, but I was not quite brave enough to do it. And then about 5 years ago, I decided it's time for me to just kind of start putting my voice out there. I started blogging. I started meeting with people, and then I started my podcast. And that was really when it all just kind of became the roller coaster that it is now. The podcast opened a lot of doors for me and exposed me to lots of different people. And that led to kind of everything else along the way. But it was definitely not a linear path.
Right. I think that's definitely, I mean, that's the thing when we have when you have a non-traditional job, you usually get there on a sort of non-traditional path, right? A sort of winding your way there. So you've been coaching for like 20 plus years, really. And that's a really long time, especially since I feel like people are kind of just now starting to become more aware of life coaches in general, and that that is, you know, a need and a thing and a service that people hire. But I still think that there's a lot of maybe people aren't exactly sure what it entails to work with a coach and how it could help them out. So would you mind maybe walking through for our listeners what it's like to work with a coach just in general? Like, why do people hire coaches, and what specifically is sort of your approach to it?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Coaching, I think, can be a really, really powerful practice for people who kind of know where they want to go and know that where they are isn't that. And so whether you're talking about business coaching and kind of leadership coaching in an organization, or you're talking about a life coach and kind of wanting to shake things up, your life just isn't fitting anymore, or you want to level up in your life. Or in my case, I do a lot of coaching around body acceptance and body shame, and then also sex and relationships. And so for people who are feeling like, something's just not how I thought it would be. I'm not feeling comfortable in my body. I wish I was experiencing more pleasure. My relationship feels super stuck, and I wish I had someone that I could talk to about it. Or even, I have lots and lots of shame about all the things that I don't know, and I wish there was someone who could help walk along on that journey with me so that I didn't have to do it alone. And so for me, that's really what coaching is. It's an opportunity to walk along beside someone and to co-create together as we explore possible options for getting unstuck or for experiencing new things. And so it's a big experiment, and there's lots of discovery and there's trial and error, but it's a sense of feeling like, I don't have to be in this alone. And there's someone who's got my back, and there's someone who's maybe been through this a couple of times. And so it can be really heavy and hard and big feelings. And it can also be delightful and silly and fun, but it's an opportunity to just kind of hold space and to help people see that there's something other than where they are, which is usually lots of swirling in where they don't want to be.
I like that part you were talking about walking the path and sort of co-creating, because I think that's a really interesting difference between the role of a coach versus the role of a therapist and the role of a friend even. And so I think that there's something in the relationship with a coach that is similar to a dynamic you might find in those other relationships, but I really like that there's sort of the creativity aspect and the sort of doing things together. I mean, I know sometimes people think about coach has such the athletic sort of association with it, with the sort of training and doing it together. And so in some ways, I think that was, I remember when people were first talking about being a life coach, I was like, wait, so do I call when I need a pep talk? Like, what does it mean? Like, how does that, whatever. So what are some of the clients or projects that come through your door? I mean, obviously you don't need to tell anyone's personal business, but just sort of generally, what are some things, some types of projects that you've kind of worked on with clients in the past?
Yeah. So, I tend to get kind of two main flavors, and then there's lots of variations of that. So I only work with cis and trans women and or people that are in relationships, so couples or triads. And I either get, usually, you know, there's exceptions to all the rules, but mostly right. It's people who either have a lot of body shame. They're either in fat bodies or they're in bodies that they've been unhappy with for a really long time. And so they don't know how to experience pleasure. They've don't know how to set boundaries. They don't know really how to center themselves and they're feeling confused, or maybe they just don't even really understand how to be in their body and enjoy it. And so we spend a lot of time delighting in the body and finding new ways to establish trust and conversation with the body. So that's a really fun one. And then the other one is almost always around mismatched desire inside of a relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, people who feel like their partner wants more sex than they do, that's usually the dynamic. Sometimes it's the opposite, but usually it's, I don't want sex as much as my partner and I feel broken. So what can we do around that?
Gotcha. Who are some of the inspirations for your work as far as other who coaches the coach?
That's a really good question. I have done a number of programs that have just like fueled so much of what I understand about the world. Like lately I've been doing as much as I can to get informed by queer activist thought and like Black feminist thought, and exposing myself to people who are really working at overturning oppression and who are fighting for social justice and who don't want to kind of approach things from a prescriptive perspective. But I've also been certified with Gottman Institute around their couples therapy, and I've taken Terry Real's relational life therapy, and I'm about to get certified in narrative therapy. So lots of influences just around like good communication, the foundations for a thriving relationship, and then how we can take up more space and also be good community members. And all of that just kind of feeds the work that I do, because I want to invite the people that I work with to do those things, like to free themselves and to ultimately fit better in the relationships that matter for them.
That's great. All right, so that's a perfect little pause. I do want to remind people we're live today, so if you wanted to give us a call, if you're feeling bold, you could chat with both of us. The number is 866-472-5788. I'm also just going to run over to the Twitter feed real fast and see if there's any questions. So you can also tweet a question at Sex Out Loud Radio, and I'll check that feed during the break. So we're going to take that first one now, but stay with us for more Sex Out Loud.
Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase. Are you LGBTQIA? genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com. You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. My name is Raymond Johnson, and I'm your host for today, filling in for Tristan Taramino. Sex Out Loud is supported by the amazing store, The Pleasure Chest. You may know of them. They have 3 physical locations in New York, Chicago, and LA, in addition to the online, where they're everywhere. But the New York, Chicago, LA, where they hold amazing, in person, you can go, and they have really amazing free workshops, really like almost every weekend. And this weekend at all 3 of the locations, they are hosting an Easter, Passover, April Fool's scavenger hunt. So there's info on the website. You can come fool around with us on April 1st. Join us Sunday, April 1st for an all-day store-wide scavenger hunt for Easter and Passover booty. Take a look around our store and you may just find a Passover pocket rocket or a sweet Easter treat. Don't worry, we'll let you keep it. There will also be freebies, snacks, and you may just discover a discount or two and you'd be a fool to miss it. So if you're looking for a little festive activity on Sunday and you are in New York, Chicago, or LA, I recommend swinging by the Pleasure Chest this Sunday for some spring celebrating. So I am talking with right now with Don Serra, who's a sex educator and coach, as well as creator and host of the podcast Sex Gets Real, and so many other projects, but we're going to get to those later, so we're just going to stop. I was like, I already read your bio once, girl. Like, I'm just going to slow your roll. Oh. Just kidding. No. It's great. I mean, you know how it is. I know how it is nowadays. There's like all the arms of the empire, you know, because mm-hmm. you're trying to reach out. But, you know, like, I think that's also just about this work is so three-dimensional nowadays. Like, that's the thing. We have so many different types of mediums. And so you want to reach your audience sometimes needs, like, isn't always on the same platform. So, you know, you kind of like spread out and do all that stuff or whatever. But so you started this podcast in 2014. Is that right?
Yes.
What was sort of the inspiration that made you like first pick up the microphone?
Okay. So how I did it is how I tell people never to do it, which is my friend Dylan and I were sitting around one day and Dylan was super pissed off because Dylan is a lesbian and had been listening to a podcast on some other network. And the hosts gave this terrible advice about strap-on sex. Mm-hmm. And they were basically like, you only do strap-on sex for the other person. It never feels good for you. So like, don't try and make it feel good for you. And Dylan, who is a major strap-on lover, was like, that's BS. I love strap-on sex and it feels amazing for me and I can get off that way. And like, who are these people saying this crappy stuff? And so we were kind of like, we should start a podcast. And then without doing any research, a week later, we crowded around this little teeny voice recorder that I happened to have sitting around and recorded our first episode and then like submitted it to iTunes and it got accepted. And then we were like, crap, now we have a podcast.
Now we got to make another episode.
Right. So we just kind of like accidentally fell into it. And after a couple of months, it started picking up really, really well. And we started getting all kinds of questions from listeners and it has gone amazing places in accidental 4 years.
I know it's sort of amazing how time flies, you know, when you're making work, but it's interesting to look back. I mean, I think that's why what I was talking about earlier, like thinking about some of our guests, like we had guests on the first year, like Joanna Angel, that then came back and was on the show the week before last. And it's just always amazing to see like how things have sort of, you know, changed and come back full circle.
Oh, yeah. I am like so embarrassed by some of those early episodes. So just shout out to anybody that checks out the show. There is quite an arc of growth.
That's funny you mentioned that. I haven't actually listened to old episodes in a while. Maybe I shouldn't be. No, I'm just kidding. I think they all have at least some quality to them. We've certainly gotten smoother in some ways, but you know, there's always something that happens when you're in making creative work. You have had a lot of some guests on the show. Who are some of your more memorable guests? I don't want you to like play favorites or, you know, tell any tales on anyone, but if like someone, if you were kind of wanting to give sort of a sample of like three or four episodes that you feel like represent your style and range, what are the ones that come to mind?
I'm really proud of an episode. It wasn't the most popular episode, and when you hear what it's about, you probably will realize why. But one of the episodes I'm most proud of was an interview with a lawyer and author named Carol Sanger. And she wrote a book last year by, I think, Harvard University Press called About Abortion. And the book takes a look at the laws and the culture around how we got to this conversation around abortion. And the reason I'm so proud of that is not only because we had this really, really important and wonderful conversation that I think was accessible for people who have a variety of views around it, but I had asked listeners to submit anonymous stories of their abortions. And the stories that I got were some of the most vulnerable and raw exchanges that I had ever had with listeners. And so that just felt really important. I've had Andre Shakti on the show a couple of times. And whenever she's on talking about sex work and polyamory, we have a total blast. She's hysterical. Mm-hmm. And I love, of course, Emily Nagoski, who's one of my heroes. You know, like anytime I get to talk to Emily, I feel like my brain gets bigger. So that's also definitely a favorite.
Yeah. It's funny, you were mentioning some of those names. I am going to give a little teaser to what we're going to talk about later in the show. You also have created the Explore More Summit. And when I was kind of checking out all the list of speakers, I was seeing so many familiar names from some of our guests, but I was also like, oh, let me get a pen and take notes. Cause I think there's some future Sex Out Loud guests that are going to be on this list as well. So yes. I was laughing when I was like, who are your favorite guests? And part of me's like, let me get a pen. Cause when you're a producer and you're like always trying to kind of, you know, come up with new people. And I always want to, you know, I'm always trying to reach outside of my circle too, and try and get interesting voices too, or whatever. So I always like to hear what's who are on other people's podcasts, and like, and how maybe they might talk about the same topic, and it'll be a little bit different and a little bit the same, and all that stuff too. What do you feel like you sort of learned for yourself having done the show now for 4 years? What has maybe changed in your approach, like with working with clients even from doing the show?
You know, when I started the show, I knew from the beginning that I wanted it to be a place where it would feel really welcoming and where people could be vulnerable and ask hard things and not ever feel like they were being judged or mocked or like there was going to be some kind of sarcasm thrown their way. And so I think for the entire time, we've done a pretty good job of that. There have been maybe one or two points where, you know, I couldn't stop myself because sometimes people are silly, but it's a place where people can feel really insecure about, you know, their genitals or about the ways that they've messed up or the affairs they've had or the ways that they hate their bodies or whatever it is. But I think one of the things that's just like changed so much for me is realizing how so many people really want to be doing right by their partners. They want to be good partners. They want to have great sex for their partners. They want to enjoy their bodies. People really want connection. They want pleasure. But we're so stuck in being terrified of being awkward or uncertain. And so much of the show, you know, especially in like recent months, has been a lot around how can we become more resilient? How can we step into the places that are really uncomfortable so that we can start actually having these really playful and curious and vulnerable conversations? And it's weird how, even though I'm still talking about sex, it's so much less about like insert, you know, tab A into slot B and the positions and the toys. And it's a lot more about the humanity of the experience. And I'm really enjoying that deep dive.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was thinking about the words like awkward and vulnerable and how I feel like those go together. So well, and that both of them in some ways are sort of having a moment, and I like that people are talking about it in a way of sort of being like this is sort of the antidote for the other, you know, in yes. a sense. Is that right? Is that I think yeah. people are like, I'm feeling awkward because I you know, I'm feeling insecure about this thing, which is actually really, it's a vulnerability, right? And so learning, like you were saying, learning resiliency is in some ways about being able to like step into and inhabit that vulnerability, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of can help transcend then those awkward moments, or at least you know what to do about them, you know? You like, right. It doesn't stop you. I think that's sometimes what it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, right? Because, you know, like, I think a lot of people want to know, like, what's the best position for this? Or how do I get off in that way? But often the better question is, what are ways that I can discover these things for myself and my partner, like, over the long term? What are the skills for that? So that, you know, when our bodies change, or after baby, or after illness, or just when we start feeling bored and we want to do something different, if we're able to talk about it and feel about it and laugh about it, then that's a much different experience than, well, I only know how to do these handful of positions and now they don't work for me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. People do get kind of caught up on sort of the mechanics, both in action, but also I think in their desire, like they get caught up in like, I need this sort of specific desire to happen in this way, and I'm not getting it, and I don't know what to do about it. And I think a lot of times the work that when you're working in tandem with someone and creating something together, it kind of gives you an outsider perspective, and you can maybe sort of get to the heart about like, well, what is it about this that I really want? Like, what is the essence of this desire? And is there another way I can get to point A to point B with my partner? Right.
Yes. Yeah. That creativity and that curiosity, like those are lifelong skills for passion and erotic energy and intimacy. So if we can help people cultivate those, then we're setting ourselves up for so many more opportunities for like deliciousness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Perfect. Well, we're going to take another little breather and let y'all listen to some messages from the Pleasure Chest. And I will be back with Dawn Sarah very soon. So stay tuned.
Hey, everyone. I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their Educators Picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase. Are you LGBTQIA? genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host today, Raymond Johnson, associate producer of Sex Out Loud and filling in for Tristan Taramino. During the break, we were actually having a conversation about a lot of different potential guests for the show. maybe you have a suggestion for a guest or a topic. Maybe you have a question that you'd like to have Tristan read on the air in a future episode, or maybe you want to hear your own voice on the air. Well, I actually set up this 24/7 voicemail line. I know a lot of people don't like talking on the phone, but the beauty of this is that it's a computer. No one's going to pick this up. No one's going to answer. You're just going to call. You're going to hear a message, and then you can talk. And you can leave a question. You can leave a comment, tell a story, all that good stuff. It's 24/7. So the number is 323-SEX-8266. That's 323-739-8266. I live actually in Western North Carolina near Asheville, and I sometimes do some volunteer stuff with Transmission, which is a local community group in town. And a few weeks ago, I went to an info session they hosted that featured speakers from BTAC, which stands for Black Trans Advocacy Conference. And I immediately thought of all of y'all listening when they were telling all these great stories about the event and what happens at the event and all the sessions. It just sounded really amazing, all the sort of bonding and stories that happened among the attendees. So this is actually the 7th annual National Black Trans Advocacy Conference and Awards Gala is coming up. It's going to be in Dallas, April 23rd through April 29th. The conference theme is Journeying Together, Living in Greater Truth and Healing, inviting trans and gender nonconforming individuals and our family, friends, and community allies to gather, educate, learn, build, and grow together in unity. So there's like 50 workshops, seminars, sessions. There's a keynote lunch. The topics include everything from like income, education, employment, housing, health, legal justice, religion. There's a pageant where they crown Mr. and Mrs. BTAC. And the whole the conference is actually provided free. Like all the the sessions are free and open to the public. It's really open to everyone. Don't be scared, white folks or non-black folks. So like they really are all about building family and community. It's just that black trans people are centered in the content. So I really wanted to have an interview with two of the women I met that night. I want to say hello to Talia Cassidine and Tiffany Starr. They really were told really great stories and are doing really great work with their platforms, but I couldn't quite make the timing happen with schedules to get them on the show before the conference happened in April. So that's why I want to talk about it now with y'all. There's still time. You can get space. It's free. So get yourself to Dallas if you're there. And we'll have BTAC on another time. Their website's btac.blacktrans.org. And if you can't get to Dallas on April 23rd, there's something else really exciting happening that exact time in April, and it's happening online so we can all participate anywhere in the world. And my guest today, Don Sarah, is the creator of it. It's the Explore More Summit. Don, will you tell us what is the Explore More Summit?
Yeah, so the Explore More Summit is an online conference that happens that's totally free. And this is the third annual, but the fourth edition. We had a little breakout version in December that was all about diet culture and weight stigma. But every spring, we have the Explore More Summit, and it's a 10-day summit that features anywhere from 25 to 30 experts about everything from sex and kink to relationships and emotional intelligence to body acceptance and play and creativity. And this year's theme is actually play, creativity, and curiosity. And so all of the talks are not only about giving us access to really interesting, intimate conversations and tools and skills that make our lives better, but we're also exploring facets of play and curiosity and creativity throughout the entire conference. So if people want a free online event, then Explore More Summit clearly is the place to be.
And it's going on for a while. Like, is it 10 days? Is that right?
It's 10 days.
10 days. Yeah. And how, we just sort of talk about, like, how does an online summit work? I've seen them around for years. I've never been to an online summit, Dawn Sarah. How do they work? Yeah.
So they're all a little bit different. Mine, I designed specifically so that it would be accessible. All of the talks have closed captions. Have some sliding scale spots for people who want to buy the bonus materials. I try to make it super inclusive. There's lots of conversations around trauma and social justice. But basically how it works is each day of the summit, there are a number of talks that are released, and there's usually 2 to 3 hour long talks each day. And for that day, those talks are available online for free for 24 hours. So you can watch one multiple times or fit them all in if you'd like. And then the next day, those talks come down and new talks come up. And we do that over and over and again for 10 days. There's a Facebook community where there's a lot, I think we're close to 2,000 members now, where people get to talk about the talks and share their feelings and ask questions and hold space and celebrate and play and get creative. And I also have free workbooks that go out every day that are full of journal prompts and self-reflective questions and yummy tidbits that help you take these talks you're watching and apply them to your personal life. So it's a really like immersive experience that happens.
It sounds great. And I feel like there's been a long tradition of these conferences happening in physical spaces, and they're these like huge things to sort of organize and make happen and are a great experience. But it's a really nice that I love that now we're able to like take that model and put it online so that more people can get access to sort of the information, but also that you include the community aspect too, because I think that's a lot of the reason why we go to these conferences, right? Or we connect with people and start relationships that that last a long time, right? What would you say, who are the type of participants? Like, who do you think would like benefit really well from being in Explore More Summit?
Basically, I would say anybody who is willing to explore their more. Tristan actually helped me come up with the name of this. I had been talking about doing it for like, I don't know, a year and a half. And I mentioned to Tristan, I hadn't had the courage to do it yet. And she was like, you're doing it. And we're starting now. So let's come up with a name.
She and has that effect on people.
Yes, she does. And that was back in like 2015. And then the Explore More Summit started happening because she kicked me in the butt. But yeah, it's basically for people who want to kind of explore beyond the stories that were given in mainstream. And so if you are kind of feeling like a lot of the stuff I'm seeing just doesn't work for me, my relationship isn't kind of fitting the stories that are out there, either because I'm poly or I'm kinky or I'm queer, or just because, I don't know, I've been married for 20 years and things are feeling kind of stuck and I don't know where to turn. Mm-hmm. And so we have so many different kinds of conversations, from like kind of entry level conversations to like really intense, deep, heady dives into all kinds of really juicy topics like trauma and therapy. But it's for people who like to ask questions and who are maybe willing to kind of get just a little bit uncomfortable in the hopes that they'll walk away with all kinds of new ideas and new topics and new places to go. So if that feels appealing to you, then this is definitely where you want to be, because it's totally my jam. So if it's your jam too, then come join us.
I had mentioned earlier about how I was scrolling through the great list of the amazing experts. Can you talk about some of the people who are going to be presenting at the summit?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited by the breadth of the conversations we're having this year. So I've got YouTube sensation Elena Fender, who talks all about bi invisibility and also self-compassion and mental health. I've got Afrosexology, and we talk all about, they're so amazing. Like nurturing the erotic. And I've got the team from Be Nourished, who they are all about overturning diet culture and moving towards intuitive eating and body peace. I've got Kavanaugh Quick, who is a fellow O-schooler, and Kavanaugh's business is called Hey Awkwardology. So the entire talk is about like how to embrace your awkward.
Nice.
Yeah, some really, really interesting talks. I just chatted today with Shadeen Francis, who's a therapist in Philly, and she has this amazing model around how to build trust after betrayal. And so we talked about that, and oh my God, I could like literally go on about all the Yvette Dion, who's the culture editor from Bitch Media. So we had an entire talk just about the power of like pop culture, and then we dove, of course, into Black Panther, because that's super relevant right now for Black for pop culture. So that was really fun. But so many different topics.
That's so great. I think I just love how accessible it is. I love that, you know, it's not like the Tony Robbins, you need $8,000 to fly to Florida and do like his immersive thing or whatever. So you know, like it's taking that model, but using the technology for good and bringing the information to the people. So I think that's really great. I lost track of what I was going to talk about, but I was also just thinking about, I think what I started thinking about is that how I like reading sort of self-help books and doing sort of seminars like this is sort of self-inquiry, like how that is part of my kind of self-care routine, right? And that if I don't sort of regularly kind of check in, even if it is sort of in some ways reading the same books or maybe seeing the same people talk about similar topics, it's still kind of a good reminder, you know, that I'm never beyond it. I'm never past this. It's never like, I host a weekly show about sex, but like every week there's always something that I'm like, dang, I never really thought about it that way. Or I never really thought about like that particular issue or things like that. And so, I think it's just such a sort of great way to kind of dive into that. I guess I was then thinking about self-care. I had a question earlier when you were first talking about coaching back in the first segment, that it's a question I've been asking a lot of people lately, but what's part of sort of your current self-care routine that is you wish you could kind of go back and help your past self with sooner? Like what's something that you do now that, you know, really does really great things for your life that, you know, I mean, obviously we discovered it on time and that's great. I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad, but I'm just more trying to like share tips so that younger folks, I'll be like, oh, okay, let me get started on that.
Play. I make time every day to play now, whether it's indoor frisbee with my husband or board games or going on these ridiculous like 10-minute walks where I take silly selfies. I try to find a way to play every single day at least once, and it fuels my creativity and my self-care. It makes me feel good and centered in my body. And I went so many years without deliberately playing. And that's why I wanted to center the summit around it this year, because it has shifted so many things for me. So to everybody listening, if you're not playing enough, put that on the schedule and play.
That's great. I love that. We always, in this show, a topic comes up a lot about like scheduling sex. And like, you need to get over that. It's kind of similar. Like you got to schedule play, you know, it's
totally,
you got to work that in and make that in. So that's great. All right. We're going to take one last little quick break and then I'll be back with Dawn Sarah. So stay tuned and we'll have some more Sex Out Loud conversations.
Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators' picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase. Are you LGBTQIA, genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the Open List features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. We get to have so many great conversations here on Sex Out Loud, and the hour just flies by. That's pretty much what we spent the commercial break talking about. I feel lucky that I get to be a part of it every week, and thank you again to Pleasure Chest for helping us build a really great catalog of sexual conversations with influencers, experts, creators, artists. It's really nice to kind of feel like we're building on the sexual history and the culture right now. And also thank you, Pleasure Chest, for all of the thousands and thousands of orgasms you have provided to all the Sex Out Loud listeners as well. So if you are in need of more orgasms, go check out thepleasurechest.com. Don't forget the part. I just realized that we always talk about thepleasurechest.com. It really is like thepleasurechest.com. And they'll have everything you could ever possibly need to assist you in your quest for more orgasms. And speaking of orgasms, Dawn, you make videos for O School, and I kind of feel like maybe the O stands for orgasm. Tell us what the O School is.
O School. Yeah, O School is this wonderful online platform. They do free live streaming every single day, all around everything related to sex and relationships that's accessible.
Oh, it's like sex TV, basically, like live streaming every day. That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Live streaming every day. Yeah. And there's a couple of people who have weekly shows at the same time. I'm one of them. And then lots of other pleasure professionals, that's what they're called, who have a variety of topics they speak on. But like literally every single day of the week, you can head to O School. And for anywhere from like 1 to 4 hours a day, there's just free hour-long, sometimes 2-hour-long chats all about sex and kink and relationships and bodies and trauma and all the things that kind of swirl in that world.
And what is your show about?
So I do a weekly live stream called Pop Culture Undressed, and it's an opportunity for us to take a look back and to take a look at now and to look ahead at all of the ways that pop culture informs the stories that we carry about sex love and bodies. Because, you know, pop culture is really how we kind of figure out how we fit in the world. It's where we learn what love looks like and what dating looks like and what sex means for so many of us. And so I create a space where we can have a lot of fun and talk about pop culture and the things that we learn from it and the both the good and the bad. We've talked about Magic Mike XXL, Twilight, Bachelor.
Yes.
You know,
wait, I hope it was favorable. Do you like Magic Mike XXL?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just making sure. I was like, I can't vouch for you anymore. Just kidding.
No, yeah. Of course, 50 Shades.
Yes, yes.
But also, like, how to use pop culture wisely, mm-hmm. right? Like, how can we use movies to talk about sex without it feeling super, super vulnerable? I just did that live stream this week. So if people like pop culture and they want to find out like ways to use it and to become more media literate, then that's totally the place for you.
It totally makes sense. It's interesting because you were talking about earlier that you are now working in narrative therapy. And I think about that a lot in my own sort of, I'm a shiatsu therapist. And so in my own sort of healing practice, And I also am a writer and have an MFA in creative writing. And so I think a lot about story and my approach to the body and healing in that way. Can you talk a little bit about, and pop culture is about telling stories, like you just said, too, which is how yeah. I got there. Can you talk a little bit more about what exactly narrative therapy is? I also have some pop culture stuff to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so narrative therapy is this really interesting approach to therapy that instead of believing everything is about the self, it believes that the ways that we construct the stories in our lives help to determine whether or not we feel restrained or we feel liberated. And of course, the stories are deeply informed by the culture that we live in and the ways that we move through culture. So what stories do we have access to if we are Black, queer, and disabled? Versus what stories do we have access to if we're a cis white woman? And so narrative therapy helps us to kind of identify the stories and externalize the problem. Like, we are not the problem, the story is the problem. And so how can we kind of play with story and give ourselves a little context within this larger cultural context? So it's kind of the opposite of the hyper-individualism that we see in like neoliberalism.
Right.
Big words, but basically like our story... And we're informed by the world around us.
Yeah, no, and I think it's like getting back to more like realizing we're interconnected. Like, we definitely have had this narrative for a really long time about the individual and the individual hero. And there is sort of like, we are all on our own hero's journey. But again, we are all on a hero's journey. And so how can all of our hero's journeys kind of interconnect and move forward together, right? What topics for your pop culture show have you covered so far, or what's like on deck for what's coming out soon?
Yeah, some really fun stuff. One of my favorites was we did an entire live stream just about John Hughes movies. And the reason I loved that stream so much was because I grew up in the 80s, like gobbling up John Hughes films. John Hughes films like 16 Candles and Breakfast Club defined who I thought I wanted to be and everything that I knew about being awkward and dating. And so I have a very special place in my heart for John Hughes films, but I also know how deeply problematic they are now that I look back. And so that whole stream was about how can we hold our younger selves tenderly and celebrate the things that we got from that, and also say, holy crap, there was some like major issues with John Hughes films. Of course, 50 Shades of Grey was like a super fun stream because we all just kind of talked about what a trash heap it was. And we also, my favorite other stream was, I have discovered that Hollywood has this obsession with first time sex. And I'm not talking like virginity, but that like all of the sex that we ever see depicted is always the first time two people hook up.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. I see what you right? mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so like, if that's how we're learning what sex should be.
It's not right.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Right. Then like, we get this narrative that sex should always be spontaneous and hot and look a very specific slam you against the wall way. But when we're having sex for the 17,000th time, you know, like we don't have stories for how that looks. And so we dug into that really deep and it was awesome.
Oh, that does sound great. So how do people find O School and come and listen to your show every week?
Yeah. So if people go to o.school, that's the actual like full URL, then they can, if they want to, put their email address in, and then they get a daily email saying, here's all the live streams today. But they also have calendars there. I live stream every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Dawn. It was so great to spend an hour with you this Friday, and thanks for coming on the show. I want to tell everyone how they can reach you all over. Dawn Sarah is a sex educator, sex and relationship coach, trauma survivor, fat activist, podcaster, and lecturer. Wielding over 15 years of coaching experience, plus completion of level 1 and 2 clinical training through Gottman Method Couples Therapy, Dawn is leading a revolution in vulnerable relating, courageous communication, and sexual liberation. Her websites are dawnsarah.com, and I'm going to spell your name real quick, D-A-W-N, and S-E-R-R-A is the last name. You can also check out sexgetsreal.com and the exploremoresummit.com to get info on that. All right. I want to thank everyone who makes this so possible, including Tristan Terramino, who will be back next week, executive producer Karen Dana, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, A-Rod, my engineer today, and everyone else at Voice America. If you missed any part of the show, want to hear it again, you can listen on demand, download the MP3, and go to voiceamerica.com and search for Sex Out Loud. You can subscribe as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio. Leave us a review. That'd be really awesome. And tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when your trusty host, Tristan Terramino, that's a tongue twister, returns. Until then, hit us up on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio and at Tristan Terramino. And take some time in your own life to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Terramino on Voice America Variety.